Blog Talk Radio.
God, you know my name. You know my name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for knowing my name. God knows my name, your name. He knows they names and everyone names. God knows our name. Amen. He knows everything about us. There's nothing that God doesn't know. He knows your troubles, your cares, your concerns, your wants, your desires. God knows. God knows. Amen. Hallelujah. And that is something to be excited about. For the Lord knows your name. Amen. He has not forgotten about you. You may have thought that he did, but God has not forgotten about you. For you are the apple of his eyes. Now, that's what the word says, that we are the apple of the Lord's eyes. Glory to God, to whom all glory is due. Amen, amen, amen. This is Pastor Teresa Docks. And again, we're here on our Sunday special. We will be here giving you words of encouragement so that you may, hallelujah, fight the good fight of faith, so that you may continue into the walk in your assignment with God. For there's no good thing that he will withhold from you if you walk uprightly. What is walking uprightly? We have to change our way of thinking. Amen. We have to change our mindset. Change is what God is asking. No one has arrived, amen, because we're still here in the land of the living. If we have arrived, I believe that God would take us on home with him. Amen. Glory to God. Get your Bibles. Get your Bible out and get ready, get ready, get ready. We're going to go into the Word of God, and we won't be on the line long, but I want to just give you some words of encouragement so that you can eat at the table of the Lord. We're going to be doing communion, amen. We're going to ask you to get your cup of blessing out, get your communion, get your bread, your cracker, get ready. We're going to anoint it afresh because we understand that communion is the children's bread, just like healing. It's the children's bread. So I want to encourage you to get your communion ready. Get you some wine and crackers because the Bible says, as much as you do this, hallelujah, you do it in remembrance of me. We want to thank you for joining in to Sunday special with Kingdom Builders. Amen. We're here and we are so very excited that this is a season to spring forth. Are you springing forth? Are you moving forth in the things of God? Because every single day that the Lord give you, he have given you a day, another day, that he did not have to do it. But it is by his grace and his mercy that God has woke you up this morning, that God has woke me up this morning, because he says, spring forth. Amen. And I say to you, spring forth. Get up. You know how when you was a child, and when you get up in the morning, you just jump up off the bed because you're all excited because it's another day, something you're looking forward to, something that you may have to do, and you're excited. And then the older we get, we still can be excited about the things of God. Amen. So I'm here today to encourage you to get excited. And plan, 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 plan to win. Amen. I want you to plan to win. For the Lord is saying, plan to win. This journey that we're on, you have to make a decision. Are you going to allow the enemy to cause you not to win? Are you going to allow the enemy to discourage your spirit with situations and with circumstances? I say, the Lord says, press forward. because there's so many things happened in the Bible that would cause God's people to quit, that would cause you to not want to keep fighting this good fight of faith, that would discourage you, things that may have happened to you that would cause you to give up. Amen. But God said, fight, fight, fight. Fight that you may win. Fight that you may win. I want to encourage you that you may fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Fight the good fight of faith. We're talking about springing forward today. Just think about it. We just reset our clocks. Amen. And if you have your Bibles, I would love for you to turn to the Songs of Solomon. Amen. I want you to, it's called the Song of Songs. Amen. I'm going to ask Elder if he would be so kind to turn to Psalms of Songs, the second chapter, 10th verse, and we're going to read. That verse. So if you, I'll give you a moment to get that in, get the scriptures. And after you get it, I want to give you time also that you will get your communion prepared, because I believe the word of God. I believe every single scripture. And the Bible says that as much as we do this, we do it in remembrance of the Lord. Amen. He said that the communion would bring healing for our bodies. Amen. If we drink the blood of Jesus, we drink the body, eat the body of our Lord and Savior, that we would be healed. Amen. So how many on the line, you're looking for healing? You're looking for purpose. You're looking for vision. You're looking for the Lord to do some things. God is getting ready to do some things in our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Songs of Songs, the second chapter. And we're going to read 10 through 13. Second chapter, 10 through 13. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I'm going to ask you to read with Elder as he reads.
My beloved spoke and said to me, arise, my darling, my beautiful one, come with me. See, the winter is past. The rain are over and gone. Flowers appear on the earth. The seas of singing has come. The cooling of doves is heard in our land. The fig tree forms its early fruit. The blossoming vines spread their fragrance. Arise, come, my darling, my beautiful one. Come with me.
Hallelujah.
And the word of God is blessed. Thank you.
I want you to understand that this is, now you can look at it one way or you can look at it another. It could be the love of a father for a child, the love of a husband for a wife. But I come to serve notice on you. My beloved, God is ready for you to move forth. God is speaking. God says, arise, my darling. Arise, my beautiful one. Come with me. Come on, do some things that I've called you to do. Come on with me and watch I work through your life. Come on with me and watch I fight for you. You know, as the children of Israel was in the battle, God just not, he did not just fight for them. Guess what he did? He fought in the battle. God's going to win because guess what? He's the type of God that never lose. He never sleeps. He never slumber. And I want to let you know there is nothing too hard for God. And I say to you, is there anything too hard for God? No, there's nothing too hard for God. So don't look at your situation. I want you to look at God's mighty and powerful hand. For the Lord is saying, my beloved, God is saying to you, I love you. God is saying to you, arise, my darling, arise, my beautiful one. Come with me. Come on. What do he mean, come with me? What is he saying? He's saying, come and do what I've called you to do. Come to my presence. Come where I take you so you may win. Amen. It's a season of winning. And then verse 11 says, see. Now I ask you, what do you see? What do you see? What do you expect? Do you see anything? What do you see? What are you looking at? What are you looking forward to? God wants you to see some things. Why? Because when you see some things, you're going to say some things. And when you say some things, you're going to expect some manifestation. Verse 11, and I hope you're reading with me. I love what the word says. The winter is past. Elder was reading, the winter is past. That season is gone. The rain is over. It's gone. What you've been through, it's over with. It's done. God said, press into where I'm taking you. Don't feel sorry for what you didn't do. Don't feel bad for where you didn't go or what you didn't say. Don't feel bad or guilty or feeling you should have did this or said that or went there. Or God says, over with. The winter's past and the rain is gone. It's over and gone. Guess what he says in verse 12? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, flowers. Hallelujah. We all like flowers. Flowers appears on earth. On the earth. God is doing a new thing. I'm not just saying this. God is doing a new thing. The season. This is the scripture. And I'm reading the NIV. And I'm going to read the King James Version as well. But the Bible says, the flowers appear on the earth. The season is singing. Hallelujah. The season of singing has come. The cooling of the dove. Don't you hear the birds when you're out and about or you're in the window? Don't you hear the birds tweaking, making that sound to let you know the spring is here? Old things have passed away. It's time to dance and sing and be joyful. Because in the wintertime, we're more laid back. We're more chill because of the weather and the snow and the season. We have to devour the prey when the opportunity is given. And this is the season where the weather is changing. The sun is shining. The sky is blue. Spring forth, my son. Arise, my darling. Spring forth, my daughter. Oh, beautiful one. Come, come, come. And watch me work. The cooling of the doves. Dove, says the word. And is heard in our land. What do you see? What are you looking at? Are you looking at things that are in spiritual enlightenment for you? And then verse 13 says, the fig trees forms its early fruit. My God, my God. The fig tree. You know what happened when Jesus cursed the fig tree? It never produced any fruit anymore. But this verse right here is talking about the fig tree forms it early fruit, producing early. Are you that fig tree? Are you being productive? Are you producing some things? The blooming vines spread their fragrance. Arise, my darling, my beautiful one. Then he says it again, come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Let's go some places. Let's do some things. Because what has been was then. But God said, let's tap into the now. Spring forth. Spring forth. Run, jump, sing, dance. Elevate your mind. Eliminate defeat. Amen, amen. Let me read the King James Version. Amen. I'm going to ask Elder if he will come and read the King James Version for us. And I hope you still have your Bibles out. And I hope that you're still ready. Elder, if you would please read the same verses 10 through 13. The songs of song.
My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For, lo, the winter is past. The rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. And the word of God is blessed. Thank you.
Woo, I get excited. For lo, the winter is past. For lo, those troubled times are over. What do you see? You know, this time of our we spring forward. We move the clocks ahead. And guess what happened when we move the clocks ahead? We lose an hour. We, of course, we also gain some daylight at the end of the day, which is something I am looking forward to. See, this week, hallelujah, I started thinking about spring. What about you? About springing forth, about spring cleaning, about spring days. And when I think of spring, I think of the flowers. I think of the birds. I think of the weather. I think of getting out to the water. I think of new things. Hallelujah. I think of love. Love is in the air on a beautiful spring day. God is love. I think of loving myself. I think of picnics. I think of beautifying myself. I think of planning. I think of getting clothes prepared. I think of meetings. I think of helping people. I think of this new credit business my son and I are launching. I think of picnics. I think of playfulness. You know, I think of meeting new people. I think of things for me. Is giving an opportunity to bless someone spiritually, opening their eyes, that the eyes of their understanding is enlightened. I ask God for grace to be able to tolerate things. You know, and as we grow in God spiritually, our family grows, our love walk grows, our kids are growing up. As a matter of fact, we get to spend time with them as adults to learn who they are and to pour into them. You know, as you have children, yes, they grow up and they become grown, but we're still instrumental in their lives to encourage them in the Lord. You know, sometimes you have children that they pour back into you and they help you, and that's what makes spring so sweet. Pour into one another. So I get excited. I get excited about what God is doing in my life, in the lives of my loved ones, in the lives of my family, my friends, partners. Listen, God is saying, spring forth. Spring forth. You know, the Song of Solomon or the Song of Songs, it's an old, it's an odd little book in the Bible. It's hard for us to understand. It's poetry. And even scholars have a tough time agreeing what it's all about. I've heard some say it's a collection of wedding letters, or some say it's allegories, or truthfully, some say, I'm not sure what it is. It's a love letter. Some say it's a letter from God to his children. I think sometimes scripture is so profound that we will not be able to label or to understand it in fullness. But as we progressively study the Word of God, God will open up the eyes of our understanding, and he'll give it to us if we diligently seek him. So we have to seek God, and we have to read the Word, and we have to delight ourselves in the Word, because he said, if we delight in him, he said, I'll give you the desires of your heart. So we want some things, right? Don't you want some things from God? So how do we get it? We delight in him. We delight in God. We soak in his promises. Amen. It's a beautiful day, and the day is what you make it. So surround yourself with beautiful encouragement, people that believe in you, people that believe in your vision. Amen. I just want to encourage you that we may understand that it is a season to grow in God. It's a season to become more like him. It's a season for your vision, your purpose, whatever God has for you to do, that it will manifest in your life because you're special to God. You heard him call you my beloved. That means he loves you. You his beloved. We're the apple of his eye. Amen. There's some things that God want to do in your life. So seek it and be diligently with it. Be diligent with it. Don't
give up.
Give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. Because if you know who you are, that's half the battle. But knowing whom you are, knowing who you belong to, amen? I'm going to play a song, and I want you to be blessed with it. And just to know that it's time for us to wake up and to walk in God's best. God made us a promise.
If the Lord made you a promise, he's gonna do just what he said. You can stand on his promise. Whatever the Lord said is always true. If the Lord made you promise, he's gonna do everything. Thank you.
Just hold on. He'll do just what he said. If God made you a promise, he said, spring forth, for this is the season. Hallelujah. To spring forth. Why? Because God specialized. Did you know he specialized in what he said he's going to do? Amen. God specialized. I want to encourage you today. God specialized in doing what he said he's going to do. Specialize in what he said he's going to do. If he made you a promise, he's going to come through. The God that we serve, he neither sleep nor slumber. You got a big G on your side. Amen. The enemy want to make you think that you're not going to accomplish your goals. The enemy want to make you think it's going to be hard. I come to serve notice on you. As you have been gracefully broken. See, sometimes God has to break us to make us, amen? And this right here is one of my favorite songs. I just want to encourage you in song and in the word because you are the beloved of God. God gracefully broken. Listen to this.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
In these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.
See, it's not by accident that you went through what you're going through. It's not by accident. See, God gracefully break us. Why? To make us. Hallelujah. He's not doing it to hurt you, but he's doing it to heal you. To heal me, God. Ask God to heal the land for you. Ask God to heal your mind. Ask God to heal your circumstances. Ask God to heal your finances. Amen. Ask him to heal your love walk. Amen. And while he's doing it, I'm going to play this song for you.
There's a sickness in the land, so heaven, heal it. There's a sickness in the land, so heaven, heal it. Oh, there's a sickness in the land, so we're reaching up our hands. Heaven, we need you to heal it. There's a child crying out right now.
Oh heaven, we need you to heal it.
Oh, there's a child crying out right now.
Heaven, we need you to heal it.
Heaven, send your angels down. Put peace in their hearts right now.
Whoa.
We need
you to heal it.
Heal it. Oh heaven,
we need
you to
heal it.
Oh the land, heaven,
we need
you to
heal it.
Heal the land, whoa.
We need
you to
heal it.
Ooh, America,
heal it.
And all of the nations,
heal it.
Politics, yeah,
heal it.
Family,
heal it.
Planet Earth,
heaven, we need you to heal it.
Amen, amen. You want your family healed? You want your circumstances healed? Just tell God, heaven, we need you to heal it. You need your mind healed? Tell God. You've been gracefully broken, and then God's going to heal the land. And guess what? He provides. He specializes. And if he made you a promise, you can count on him, right? If he made you a promise, he does not break his promises. You should be so excited because guess what? You're ready to spring forth. You're ready to go forth. There's nothing holding you from God. I want you to begin to think about God wooing you, God pressing you to do what you're called to do. Come on out and play, says the Lord. Come on, spend some time with me. Come away with me, my love. That's what the Lord is saying to you. Sometimes we look for a tangible love, but God said, I want to be your spiritual love. Amen. That you might be comfortable with me, that you might move forward in the things of the kingdom. That's what the Lord is saying. It's like a relationship with a person. When Solomon was talking to the Shunammite, the woman, you know, a lot of people say that verse is a love letter, but I want you to know that God is loving on you. Why? Because the winter has passed. Did you know that if you take one step, that God will take two? Now, do the math. If you take one and he take two, you're going to get there quicker. Amen. I want you to get your Bibles and turn to 2 Corinthians, and I'm going to ask Elder to prepare to read it. And then we're going to go ahead on and we're going to do our communion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because guess what? God said this week he wants you to plan to win. Don't just wake up looking for something to do. He wants you to write your plan out, make it plain, and then those that read it shall run with it. Amen. God has made you a promise. He said, I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. He said, I'll be with you always, even until the end of this world. Amen. And then, you know, what just came to me when the Lord said that I'm going to leave my spirit. Who going to leave a spirit for somebody else to get? He left here and then left his spirit, Holy Spirit, so Holy Spirit can lead, guide, and direct. So all the Lord is saying is, come spend time with me. Come be with me. Amen. So we don't want to tell the Lord to wait. I'll be with you in a minute. I'll holler back at you. I got you. We don't want to do that. We want to get in where we fit in. Amen. So I'm going to ask Elder if he would read 2 Corinthians 5 and 17.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. And the word of God is blessed.
Don't you see that the word of God is blessed? Listen, if anyone, are you in Christ? The new creation that come is here. It's right now. God said you have to spiritually see it. Sometimes we choose to be sad, but God said, no, I want you to see that I'm keeping my promises. I want you to know that I won't leave you nor forsake you. I want you to know that the winter is past. And did you know that often the first step in a direction of understanding God as the lover of your soul is a step away from the future, the past, and into your future? He's the lover of your soul. So anything that any sin, the Bible says sin would, God hates sin. But listen to this. Many of us carry sin and guilt around with us. And it's like a weight around our neck. What does that mean? We carry our past hurt. We carry our past pain. We carry our past circumstances. But what the Lord is saying, I don't want this. I want you to come and spend some time with me. Come be with me so I can love on you, so I can give you the desires of your heart. Listen to verse 11. The winter is past and the rain are over and gone. If anyone is in Christ, the old is gone. Elder just read that. If you ever had one of those days when everything is busy, everything seemed like it's blue, nothing seemed to be going right, somebody maybe seemed maybe your friend yesterday and not your friend today, or maybe they're your friend or maybe they're not, someone you was expecting to do something didn't do it, someone called and they gave you bad news, or let's make a change. Let's make plans. Let's do something different. Let's go and say, let go of everything that you've been carrying. I want you to begin to enjoy the newness. Enjoy the newness. It's a great day. You make the best out of every situation. We'll make it if we take it. Take back what the enemy has stolen. Take it back. And take it back with pleasure. If you got a book inside of you, start writing it. If you got a song, write it. You got a poem, write it. God said, I still have need of you. Maybe you need a prayer partner, a new one. Maybe you need a new disciple partner. Maybe you need a new phone conversation person. Maybe you need somebody to hold you accountable. You know, maybe you need to connect with someone new. Go somewhere. Try a new meal. Come on and go with me, said the Lord, so I can take you where I've been trying to take you. Amen. Spring forth. God wants you. He longs for you to come away with him and do his bidding. You know, I'm so excited about the business my son and I are starting because I understand that we can be a blessing to so many people. And I understand that God, hallelujah, has favored us and he's changing our story. I want you to get your communions ready. If you like what we're doing, we're going to encourage you to sow into the ministry. You can go to www.giveify.com, Kingdom Builders, and look for Pastor Teresa Docs or Elder Docs, and sow. Because you're sowing where we're going, and we're going to bless people. I'm going to play this song as you get your communion ready, and just know that God has favored you, and he's changing your story.
This is my testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when
it's genuine.
Genuine. Love is genuine.
I had my share
of love abuse.
Manipulated.
And its strength.
And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story.
Yes, give him the glory.
Oh yeah, y'all. I got
because
a story
to tell. Because his favorite you.
And I know.
And I know.
You favored
me.
Favorite me.
Because my enemy.
They tried.
Over me.
But they couldn't triumph
yes,
over
they
me.
Did try,
they did try.
But it didn't work.
Couldn't over me.
I'm still here.
Still,
I'm still alive.
Still here. We're still here.
I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patient.
Love
is kind.
Just know. Be patient with people. Love is patient and love is kind. Just do what God called you to do so you can move into this next place where God is trying to take each and every one of us. Right now I'm going to ask you in the name of Jesus that you would repent of anything that you may feel will so easily beset you. Any sin, any unforgiveness, because God is bringing you forth. It's a new beginning. It's a fresh start. This is the day that made. Rejoice and be glad in it. If you have your communion, encourage you to, we're going to bless what you have prepared. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless these elements. Convert it from natural use to spiritual use. God, that this is the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the blood of Jesus. God, and when we consume it, that it'll be a filter for our body. It'll be a filter for our mind. And it will cause us, Lord God, to be on fire for you. God, you said it's the children's bread, healing. It's the children's bread. This is a cup of blessing. So, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you said in your word, that when they gather together and they sit at the table for Holy Communion, they sat and they supped with you. You said in your word, Father, that as much as we do it in remembrance of you. In 1 Corinthians 11:26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he come again. Let us of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name, for it was broken that we might be made whole. He was literally broken for us. So lift up the body of our Lord and Savior. Break it in pieces so you'll see that he was broken so you might be whole. Let us eat together the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for self-control, God. Let us lift up the blood of Jesus as we consume it. We consume it together. God, make us one as you and your Father is one. Let us drink the blood of our Lord and Savior together. Drink and drink all of it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Say hallelujah. Thank you so very much for taking the time out and joining in with our Sunday special with Kingdom Builders. I want to encourage you in the Lord and say, God is changing your story. Leave this line and run the race with tenacity, with laughter, with joy, and watch God do what only God can do. My beloved, say the Lord. God bless you all, and have a wonderful, blessed rest of the day. Father, we thank you for this time with you. God, I ask for a fresh anointing on your people, that they will run with purpose, run with a plan, and that you will cause laughter and dance, God, and that you will keep their home safe and sound, their mind stayed on you as you're changing our story. God bless everyone, and we're going to close out. Have a wonderful rest of the day. And I want you to remember that God has made you a promise.